Welcome, welcome, welcome. I, as you can see, am by myself today. I am doing something a little different today. I am going to push a solo episode, not because I have so much to say that I want to dedicate all the time to myself. Truthfully, I love to interview people, and I like to let my guests shine. The more they talk, the more I learn. But as is such, today it's going to be me. And why? Truthfully, because I'm swamped. The podcast is not my full-time gig. It's my passion project. It's a way I stay up to date. It's how I get to talk about marketing, one of my favorite subjects. I love to talk about it ad nauseum. Just ask my family. I am one of these very lucky people who love what they do, and it brings me so much joy. It's a perfect balance. Marketing is a perfect balance of art and science, left and right brain, the yin and yang, the peanut butter and the jelly. But I'll be honest, sometimes it's exhausting. Most days I wake up hours before the sun, and I always have. I'm just a morning person. I don't close my laptop until well after my stomach is growling, pleading for me to feed it like its government name is Seymour. And for the most part, I really do love it. But some days, and what I don't think we talk about enough as marketers, is that it's exhausting and it's hard. I've spent the last couple days just writing ad copy and admin and just writing and project management and trying to be creative and living in this space. And I wish I could tell you that in the time, I think it's Thursday. Yes, it's Thursday, that I've written 1,000 ads and I've written an ebook and I've been able to do, you know, project management and get all of my feedback together, but I haven't. It's hard for me to tap into this brain of creativity after spending 5 to 6 hours in meetings or getting pulled into different conversations. I'm really lucky enough also to be a people leader, so I get the opportunity to be in front and center in people's growth in their careers. But with that responsibility, I have to tap into another part of my brain. Now, I don't mean to come on here and come off like I'm complaining. That's definitely not my intention. It's really just to discuss balance, how to be an effective marketer and work both sides of your brains without burning out or burning the midnight oil every single day. So, like any solid marketer who loves AI, I asked my friend ChatGPT. Before I give you the responses, which I wrote them down because there's no way that I'm going to remember them all. Because remember, I'm swamped. My brain is filled with a lot of things. I want to share with you the prompt that I gave ChatGPT, because if you've listened to any of my episodes, you know the prompt engineering is the key to really effectively leveraging AI. So the prompt that I used was, I am a marketer in senior leadership. I wear many hats, from people management to creating ad copy to project management, and I touch all areas of a marketing organization. I want to be able to do my job well and be creative and strategic, but I need to figure out how not to burn out. Give me 5 tips for achieving this that don't require money. So I'm going to give you the responses. First, time block for deep versus shallow work. Your brain needs different modes to be effective instead of reacting all day. Draw a picture while you're playing ping pong. That's pretty much what it feels like. I get asked all the time when you're trying to work both parts of your brains. So deep, shallow, shallow stuff's like emails, reviews, admin. Okay, chat, that makes sense. Number 2, automate and delegate ruthlessly. Even if you can do it all, you shouldn't. Excellent advice, chat. Number 3, set a hard stop for work each day. Absolutely. Clock in and clock out. Number four, protect your creative energy. Creativity isn't endless. It needs fuel too. Number five, stop saying yes to everything. Duh. Let me think on this and get back to you is a way that we can not say yes to everything and kind of delay. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, chat and my friends who are listening, an excellent list. But is this realistic? You tell me. Is this realistic? I mean, these are really obvious things. And if I had the brain capacity that I really wish that I did sometimes of both being creative and strategic, I would be doing all of these. And I'll be honest with you, I do some of this stuff. I do time block and then I put myself on a timer. And inevitably, I do get distracted because I can't always lock into the creative brain. Automate and delegate, yeah, that would be fantastic. That's not always possible to automate and delegate if you're wearing many hats. Setting a hard stop, I try to set a hard stop, but when you get into the state of flow, you can't always do that, right? This list is great. But I went back to ChatGPT and I said, let's be a little bit more realistic, chat. All right. That sounds nice, but truly, what can I actually do? If you're a marketer, you probably typically, now this obviously doesn't go for everybody, but you typically have a small marketing team and then you work with contractors or agencies because marketing seems to be the one that gets cut the most. It is also one of these areas that you can outsource, especially if you have a small but mighty team. So with that, like I said, went back to ChatGPT, and I think that these are a little bit better, and I want to share these with you and get your thoughts on it while also sharing mine. So here are revised five tips for tapping into creative and strategic brain without getting burnt out. Number one, let's redefine delegation to include external partners. I love this, especially because I just said that if you're a small but mighty team, you definitely have contractors and you are working with agencies. Let's see if they can stretch it just a little bit more. Here's a really great example. I work with an agency and I'm writing all the ad copy. It's going to save me a buck to do that. They have asked for images for these ads, but they've asked them for HTML. I don't have the time to create and recreate these things. So what will it take to just say, I only have this. Will this work or can you convert it without an extra cost? So I don't hate this one. This is definitely more realistic and does require you to be a little bit more creative about redefining delegation. Number two, the good enough rule for execution. That is rating things they're rating things through different grades. So A plus work, B plus work, and C work. A plus work would be strategy, creative, big bets, and leadership priorities. That's going to be where you want to spend all of your energy, not all of your energy, like that A plus energy, right? B plus work, internal reports, everyday emails, small ad tweaks. So with B plus work, it would be the things like you don't need to obsess over the funnel review color of the slides. Like don't burn your calories. Don't burn your calories. Don't waste your energy on that. The part that I don't agree with what they got back, what chat gave me back was C work, which is what you should say no to or streamline or outsource. This is not always an option. And I want you to know that it's not always an option, but you can't be all things to all people. So you have to figure out where you're going to burn your calories. And I'm a huge advocate for if everything's a priority, nothing's a priority. So let's get our top five. Let's get our top five. And from there, what's our top three? And if someone is invading that space, what do you want me to take off the plate if you want me to do this? So that could be a way that we do that. I try to do that, but I don't always win. Oh, I'm only on number three. Number three, default to asynchronous over meetings. Small meetings can eat up time, and I could not agree anymore. Small meetings do eat up a lot of time, and I'm a huge advocate for this one. Check in with me to see if it is something that I'm incorporating in the future to see if it does help my sanity a little bit. What I've been really working on is leveraging AI to help me with meetings and meeting recaps so that I remember what it is that we were talking about. Because if you are, I don't know, especially if you're in corporate America, you're in meetings all day long. It is really tough to retain and remember the things that you said in the meetings, the things that other people said in the meetings, and especially the action items and what you're going to take to it. So then what ends up happening if you don't recap really well is, oh my God, what ends up happening is you then have the follow-up meeting just to recap what you guys talked about, and you make about like this much movement, which is insane. Which is insane. So yeah, I like this. What can we move to asynchronously? Can we work from a shared doc and then reconnect in a couple of weeks to see what kind of movement we've made? I love that journey for us. All right, number four is protect your thinking time without overhauling your calendar. Instead of the big time block that feels unrealistic, right? Like, I'm the worst at this. I'm like, I'm gonna spend 4 hours doing this one thing. Maybe that's not attainable. I feel like that makes sense. Maybe it's more 1 hour no meeting windows. Maybe it's I don't want to say I'm the worst at this, but I also know this. I am more creative in the morning than I am in the afternoon. Like, I would rather be up before the sun is with a big cup of coffee and it's all quiet. There's something about that. My brain's not fully awake, yet I can tap into the creative brain. So maybe I do my creative thinking in the morning, my more mundane things in the afternoon. So protecting your thinking time. Or maybe it's even going to a different place to do that. Yeah. Ooh, I like this one. Chat is winning on this five, on this revised five list. All right. So my final one is to create a personal burnout check engine light. I think that this one is hilarious that it gave because the example that it gave for like this check engine light is like, what are kind of your warning signs? Which I feel like I should probably have if I'm hangry as well too, to identify being hangry, not burnt out. So the examples that it gave was like trigger one, for example, you start getting short and irritable over small things. I'm be honest with you, sometimes I'm just short and irritable over small things, and that's not burnout, I'm just short and irritable. But anyways, I digress. Trigger number two example was you start procrastinating on things you normally enjoy. I think that there is such thing as absolute fatigue when you have so much to do that you don't even know where to start. So this is interesting to look out for. And then the third trigger that it gave was you find yourself constantly too busy for strategy, creativity, or big picture thinking. I mean, isn't that what I started to talk about? I have no time for it. I feel burnt out, and that is overwhelming. And marketing takes a lot more brain power than I think most people think. And again, I love it, but I would love to hear your guys' thoughts. What do you do to prevent burnout? Did any of these tips that chat gave us help you out in any way? I mean, is there something that is working for you that maybe I could adopt? I don't know. Looking for advice, asking for a friend. I'm my friend. I just want to thank you for listening. I know it's not my typical type of show, but here it is. This is real life and this is really me. So thanks for listening, and I will talk to you next time.